In this video, we're going to learn about what are some common grounds or situations where a member of parliament in India can lose their seat or get disqualified. So in India, a member of parliament can lose their seat for various reasons. One common way an MP can lose their seat is if they voluntarily give up their membership of the political party on whose ticket they were elected. This is called defection. For example, if an MP was elected on a ticket from ABC party, but later decides to join some other XYZ party, they can be disqualified from their seat due to anti-defection law. Now, where will you find this law? It is part of the 10th schedule of the Indian Constitution. As you may know, the Indian Constitution has 12 schedules. The 10th schedule talks about anti-defection law. If you look at the word defection, it means the act of abandoning one's loyalty or allegiance to a group or organization, especially a political party. It is often considered a betrayal of the party or group that the person was associated with, especially if the defection results in a shift in the balance of power or undermines the stability of a government. Defection is not limited to politics and can occur in other contexts as well. The Parliament of India passed the Anti-Defection Law, that is the whole 10th schedule, in the year 1985 through the 52nd Amendment. This law is applicable not only to the Member of Parliament but also to the Member of Legislative Assembly, MLAs. The objective of the anti-defection law is to maintain a stable government so that the lawmakers do not change sides. Another way an MP can lose their seat is if they hold an office of profit under the government of India or any state government. This is to prevent any conflict of interest between the responsibilities of an MP and their other government roles. If you look at the Parliament Prevention of Disqualification Act 1959, it is this particular law that prevents any member of Parliament from holding any office of profit. Now, this act finds its power from Article 102 of the Indian Constitution, Section 1, Clause A. If you look at the term office of profit, it means any kind of position that can potentially offer these elected representatives some financial or other advantages that may influence their ability to carry out their duties impartially and independently. Another way an MP can lose their seat is if they remain absent from the parliament for more than 60 days without permission. Now, this is called disqualification due to absence. Parliament is an important forum for lawmakers to represent their constituencies. So, if an MP is not attending sessions, it can be considered as neglecting their duties. As we all know, the Indian Parliament conducts 3 sessions in a year: the budget session, the monsoon session, and the winter session. The exact dates and duration of each session are determined by the Speaker of the Lok Sabha or the Chairman of the Rajya Sabha, depending on business requirements. Now, there is no specific rule regarding the number of days an MP should be present in the House during a session. However, their attendance is recorded and it is considered as an important indicator of an MP's participation and engagement in parliamentary proceedings. While there is no specific rule regarding the number of days an MP should be present, but then if an MP is absent from the House without leave or any prior permission for a period of 60 days or more, their seat can be declared vacant by the Speaker of Lok Sabha or the Chairman of the Rajya Sabha. Article 101 of the Indian Constitution has the provision to disqualify an MP on the ground of being absent for a period of 60 days or more without any prior permission. Now, there is a fourth way an MP can lose their seat. If an MP is convicted of an offence and sentenced to imprisonment for a period of 2 or more years, they can be disqualified from the seat. Now, this provision is given in the Representation of the People Act 1951. Section 8 of the Representation of the People Act 1951 provides that a person who is convicted of an offence and sentenced to imprisonment for 2 or more years is disqualified from being a member of the Parliament, as well as from voting in any election from the day of conviction for a period of 6 years from the date of release from prison. Again, the Representation of the People Act 1951 is a law made by the Indian Parliament, which finds its core power from Article 102 of the Indian Constitution, Section 1, Clause E. Recently, Rahul Gandhi lost his parliamentary membership this way. The Representation of the People Act 1951 gives a comprehensive view of what are the grounds of qualification and disqualification of the members of Parliament. Even the Parliament Prevention of Disqualification Act 1959 also has a reason to disqualify a member. But all these acts find power from Articles 102, 191 and Schedule 10 of the Indian Constitution. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.